Chip Jaffe-Halpern, Executive Director of ECU Healthcare, a private organization in North Adams that connects citizens with healthcare insurance options, says that the Affordable Care Act will help fill in some of the gaps in coverage for those who may be ineligible for Massachusetts Commonwealth care but cannot afford their own coverage.
There are a number of individuals who are just above the Commonwealth care guidelines who are not offered health coverage through their employer who are still out there. And so this will help folks considerably.
He says that new federal guidelines that determine need based on income will help many.
Under the Affordable Care Act, individuals whose incomes go up to 400% of the federal poverty level will be eligible for subsidized health coverage. That's $44,688 a year for a single person. That's actually $92,208 for a family of four.
Mike Sopranowitz, President and CEO of the Berkshire Chamber of Commerce, says that most small businesses in Berkshire County have dealt with the challenges of covering their employees for years now, so many will have less of a challenge than those in other states. He did mention, however, that the effects of differences between state and federal law remain to be seen.
I mean, a state right now has a surcharge on a small business at a certain size that doesn't supply their employees with an insurance plan. The federal government has a tax incentive for companies that do, but in both cases, the number of employees are different. I think the state is around 10. I think the federal guidelines are around 50. You know, what takes precedent? Is it the state law or the federal law?
Sopranowitz mentioned that existing state law has been successful in covering employees, and more work is being done to help reduce costs for businesses.
All right, we do have more people insured. We just announced our health care pilot program where we're trying to find some relief for small businesses and the cost. I think if you're able to get coverage for every person in America, it certainly will help the insurance companies provide benefits. But it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next couple of years.
Paul Hopkins, spokesman for Northern Berkshire Healthcare, owner and operator of North Adams Regional Hospital, says that the healthcare industry here is prepared.
Hospitals in Massachusetts might have a little bit of a leg up on hospitals elsewhere in the country that have not had to adapt already.
Northern Berkshire Healthcare very recently emerged from Chapter 11 bankruptcy in part by employing strategies to make work more efficient and by learning to do more with less, something federal healthcare reform requires hospitals to do. Hopkins mentioned that many healthcare organizations across the country have already had to deal with lower reimbursement rates.
We understand that, as is always the case, the government's going to be looking for greater efficiencies, and we should be expecting over time, I suppose, lower reimbursements. But as I say, that's really nothing new. Community hospitals have been dealing with that for 20 years or more, and it's something that we've gotten very good at doing.
Hopkins also said research shows that the federal health care law can help reduce costs over time.
When people have regular access to quality care, that in the long run, the cost of that care is lower.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.